deserve to be able to make them consider it and say that if you find out. It doesn't make, you don't have to be a good thing. I know a lot of guys don't do this, and they get caught, they say, well, you know, the game's up, and I really felt bad and finished that in the first place, and I'll sit down and tell you all about it, and I know some other things.
I didn't do that on it.
Okay.
Is there any objection to amendment number 7 as amended? In time, stop.
Okay, now this is one last amendment on the bill. Okay. It's up to the committee. It was suggested by the Department of Law. Mitigating circumstances that exempt except in the case of sexual assault. Page 11.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You're rewriting that one?
Oh, yeah. Because this gets right back to the fact that the subcommission and others drafting never thought of provocation, meaning other than provocation by violence or threat of violence.
So this would be amendment number 8.
Really simple assault with offender stuff.
So in other words, I'm going to be able to say, well, I should be mitigated.
How would
you provoke me to rape?
I'll tell you, I was concerned, you know, since the committee has rewritten sexual assault.
We haven't voted on it yet.
Well, that's why I'm concerned about voting on this amendment, because I think perhaps in a situation where you have a B felony is a sexual touching, that maybe you want to have some kind of a...
Why don't we hold this something to do sexual?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll vote with it with sex.
I think the amendment that I'm offering makes it clear that it doesn't touch this section.
Well, we'll hold this one.
Mr. Chairman?
Are those the last amendments there?
Yeah, that's the amendment.
Mr. Chairman, then really what we have to do is review section 140 and make sure that we agree with those. We never voted on those numbers. They may well be uncontroversial.
Well, also, Mr. Chairman, there are aspects of this letter that perhaps Mr. Dankworth or someone else might want to bring up that we decided not to include. And I'm more than willing to discuss why I thought they weren't. Because I didn't think they were all policy changes. I thought some of them mucked up the worst.
Mr. Chairman, we got the letter. I think any one of us might grab an amendment and put it in a later time. But we haven't voted on what's before us, which is the numbers in section 140.
What page?
Let's go to page 7, section 140 first, and then come back to the letter.
Okay, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee and get
that. Okay, I can explain how this works. Okay, all right, we did vote on the murder there. It's 20 to 99 years. 5 to 99 years. You've got class A felony. It says that on your first offense you can be sentenced from 0 to 15. Okay, then on the second offense you're 10 years, and then the third offense 15 years. Okay, so effectively what you're saying there where it says 10 years, because you got plus or minus 50%, you're talking 5, 10, and 15 as your ranges. And then on 15, you're talking 7.5, 15, and 22.5. Okay, then you go down to, with a B felony, 0 to 7 on your first, and then it's going to be 5 years on your second, and 10 years on your third.
That's 22.5 to 7.5.
Right, so effectively you've got 2.5, 5 to 7.5 on your second, and then 5, 10, and 15 on your third. Okay, and then on the C felony, you've got 0 to 3 on your first one, and you've got what will be 1, 2, and 3 on your second, and then 2, 4, and 6 on your third. Okay, now, these numbers are basically exactly what the commission recommended, except rounded off a half here or a half there.
Oh, because they have their final range.
Yeah. Okay. But, when you make a decision, they go out of the phone.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Barry has brought up the point that when the commission recommended these numbers, they were going to apply parole to them. And at this point, we have an amendment that says there won't be any parole.
Okay.
So, you know, there's always this question of how much what you have to look at is how much time do they serve, and not what the numbers are. Because under ours, we're proposing that there won't be any parole. And as recommended in the governor's bill last year, what they did was, instead of parole, they just went to a simple good time, get rid of the parole board on these people, and
they offer their
pension. Right, or whatever you want to pick the formula, but you just go to a great good time. And we don't, right at this point, we don't have a good time section in the bill. I think we probably should. And
you might. How did you get the good time from definite sentence as well as on the phone?
Well, I'm explaining, Fred, that these, as I said, start saying these numbers are basically what the commission recommended. But the commission recommended a parole system.